Thanks for joining us, Blanca. First thing I want to ask is, how did this idea come up?
This idea came up with basically our COVID pandemic situation and all the restrictions connected with the virus. We still needed to deliver information to the members. So that was the idea about the touchless information delivery, which would be the electronic way instead of delivering a newsletter to door to door. So that was the reason, the touchless communication with the members in the community.
I bet it's a lot quicker to get the word out on an iPad than it is door to door. So how does this exactly work? Do I understand it's one per household?
Yes, the distribution was made one iPad per household, and the deal was the iPad in exchange for an email contact. Mm-hmm. So that was the trade deal, iPad for the email exchange.
And that's just to make sure that everyone does get updates from the band, right?
Yes, correctly. So that way I've got a list of all the household. And again, the iPad is basically part of the household. The intention was not for gaming or anything, or it could be used for education, of course. Mm-hmm. But the main reason was to make sure every household on reserve will be able to receive online information, reports, notifications, and communication from the band council.
So what's been the response so far? Are people excited about this?
That was extreme excitement because some members, it's the first time experience with some device, computerized device, and the response was 100% positive. Mm. And basically a lot of elders, they have now the option to communicate and see the family in Vancouver or Kelowna. You know, that was the first connection with grandchildren over the last 30 years.
Right, I didn't even think of that. I mean, this is perfect for the COVID quarantine situation, and yes. But it's also just, even after this is all over, I guess a lot of people will learn how to use their device and keep in touch.
Yeah, I've got a quite nice email feedback saying, oh, thank you so much, because now the first time in his life, our grandpa will see his grandchild.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
So. Oh, that's great to hear. And now the Bridge into Town, it's open now, which is great news, but it closed shortly after the tablets were offered. Was this kind of thing, besides COVID, of course, exactly what the band was hoping to keep people updated about?
Yes, exactly. That was, again, don't forget, we have no cell phone signal in Kispyok. The Hazelton is the last village with the full cell phone signal, so we have very limited online communication available here. And we choose iPad instead of Samsung because iPad, iPhone, they are compatible, and you can basically use communication through the Wi-Fi, while the Samsung needs the cell phone cell tower signal. So that's why we went with iPads.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So there is a decent Wi-Fi signal out there, despite there not being cell phone coverage.
The Wi-Fi, it's basically, yes, it's through CityWest. It's not the full village coverage, but we have the hubs, and almost everyone has the internet from CityWest, so there is a decent Wi-Fi. And again, there was a big need for any communication device to replace the missing cell phone signal. So iPad was the best option.
Now, you gave me an example there. You had mentioned quickly education and also just grandparents for the first time actually seeing face-to-face on the iPads their grandchildren. Are there any other plans to use these devices by yourself, by the band, just kind of opportunities here that you see besides just emergency contact?
Yes, absolutely, because now I also set up a Zoom account for the band members, so anyone with any program, any support program or a cooking class, baking class, a hairstyling class, if they will let me know, I will send them the link for a Zoom meeting or Zoom class, Zoom action, and basically now we have the Zoom available, so every household has a Zoom meeting or action event available.
Wow. Well, that's great. Sounds like you're cooking up something pretty good there, Blanca. I appreciate the time. Is there any other sort of thing you wanted to tell us about this? What's going on in Kispiox? I guess the bridge is back open. Just any sort of updates you can give us on what's going on Kispiox and these iPads?
Basically, in the iPads, we already did a first disbursement of information. It was working pretty well. The iPads for elders, we preset the iPad so they don't have to play with setting up the new device. So it was all preset for them with the dedicated email. So now even the elders, they can receive email information. And in terms of the bridge, yes, bridge was repaired to the original condition, so there is no restriction anymore. And again, with iPads, we are keeping way better communicated, and also that is helping monitoring the COVID, possible COVID outbreak, because everybody is now connected and we can share the information instantly, not just waiting until someone will say something 2 days later. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, that is great. That is great news. Well, thank you very much. And I just had one more question. How did you get these iPads?
Basically, of course, it's all funded. I have to be honest here. And but you have, as the band, you have certain room to decide what would be the best for the community. And one of the funding was basically touchless communication. Mm-hmm. And then we placed the order with our computer company, which are servicing us very well, and we placed the order for 210 iPads.
210 iPads. Well, it sounds like an idea that's actually really working out really well, and in emergency situations, we've seen it already at work, and those other stories of family keeping together, and I'm sure the school kids now, because they have to stay home for the next couple of weeks, are really appreciating it as well. So thank you very much for your time, Blanca, and glad to hear Kispiox is keeping connected.
Yeah, and honestly, I would recommend that step for every reserve, you know, whoever is struggling with communication. So that's probably one of the best way to go to provide every household some communication device.
Thank you very much, Blanca.
Okay, thank you too.
You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.